It is an excellent day, is it not? I am thankful that we are all able to be here. It is good that we woke up this morning, able to sit up and take nourishment, as the saying goes. We've got a number of folks that have been sick and are back. It's good to see Christy back here after being out and really down in her back for so long. And we're so thankful that you're able to be here. And I'm looking around and seeing others that are here. We've got some that are not able to be here that are sick this morning and still dealing with long-term illnesses. And we need to remember these folks in our prayers. Please check your bulletin for a full listing of these folks. But we are so glad that everybody is able to be with us this morning. And we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful ladies. Where would we be without you? We'd all be hungry. That's a fact. But we do want to make sure if you did not pick up a church directory when you came in, we've prepared at least one to a family. And if you desperately have to have a second, by all means, feel free. But then we will print more over this next week. And also, ladies, all the ladies and all the girls, there's an ink pen for you back there from Mr. and Mrs. Preacher, whoever they are. Henry's been calling us Ma and Pa Kettle. But nonetheless, be sure and pick you up one of those. And if you didn't get one, that is available for everybody. This passage of Scripture, Paul is making a statement that really touches where my heart is this morning. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers. Okay, we will talk about that in June. But then he says, older women as mothers, entreat or exhort older women as mothers. Now this is what Paul is telling to the young preacher Timothy. Treat the older women as though they are your mothers. The younger women as your sisters with all purity. And honor widows who are widows indeed. I love Mother's Day, but I've always been a little uncomfortable wishing all the moms Happy Mother's Day, because there are a number of women, young and old, who for one reason or another have not had children. Either they haven't gotten married or they have not been able to have children, one reason or another. And it seems almost insulting to ignore these ladies because they've not been blessed with having children. Now, it is true that all women are able, like a mother, to influence children for good. All women are able to do this. And I would guess all women do, that are around children, are able to influence them for good. I know it's still not the same thing as talking about the actual mother. But I came across the following quote, and it gave me a slightly different perspective on things. And I want to share it with you, and then we'll go from there. Mother's Day is not just for moms. It's for all of us. It is a time to reflect on all they've given us. Now, this is a different angle. What I have done in the past is I've preached Mother's Day sermons honoring mothers, and that is appropriate. That should be done, because this day was set aside to honor mothers. And of course, our Sunday worship is a time to honor God. We understand that, and we're going to honor God. We offer worship praise to God every Sunday. But on this particular Sunday, we also honor the mothers that are in this group. But turning this thing around, this morning I want to talk to all of us, because we all have or had a mother. And so our job, our perspective on this, is to honor mothers. So I'm not so much talking to mothers this morning as I am talking to everyone about their mother. That's really where I want to go this morning with this lesson and with this message. So all that they have given to us, and I'm not talking about stuff. You know, I remember getting cap pistols and when I was a little boy, you know, I got a tricycle from my mom, and I loved that thing and rode around. And she actually had a picture of me on a tricycle with an old Palooka Joe. Y'all remember Palooka Joe? that inflatable doll that you could punch. He had a sandbag in the bottom, and you could punch him, and he'd come back and knock you down if you were small enough. Well, I had one of those when I was a little boy. And oh, yeah, that's great. But no, this is not what I'm talking about. All that they gave us, all that they helped us to become, all that they did for us, it's to help us become the people that we are. That's what I'm talking about. I do believe that we do need to honor the mothers among us on this day. But it falls to every one of us to think back and reflect upon what our own mothers have meant to us. That really is what this day is about. It's our job to remember our mothers. And we honor all mothers, but we honor all our own mothers when we remember and reflect on the love that they gave to us. And then we pass that love on to the important people around us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We received, freely you have received, freely give. That's what Jesus said to his apostles. He instructed them, freely you have received, freely give. Brethren, we need to give honor and we need to give love, and because it has been given to us. In Mark 10, 28 through 30, then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. We are part of a bigger family than our birth family. We're part of a big family. The church. The kingdom of God. The bride of Christ. The body of Christ. We're part of a family. And this family encompasses more than just our blood relatives. Now, some of you have a pretty big family, okay? Lots and lots of family, lots of children, lots of grandchildren, brothers and sisters, big family, but the church is even bigger than your blood family. And you've got lots of mothers, lots of fathers, lots of brothers, lots of sisters, lots of children that are your children. So, ladies, whether or not you have had children, you have the ability to nurture children, to encourage children, just like a mother would. And that's what Jesus is saying to Peter and to the rest of these apostles. You've not left anything, but what you're going to have it back 100-fold in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. We give up things to serve the Lord. Sometimes we have to say no to family and friends. Sometimes we have to turn away from people that we really want to be with, but they will not follow the Lord, and we have to just kind of leave them behind. And that's sad. But the Lord is saying that no matter what we have left behind, we have more in this life than what we left behind. And then we have the promise of life to come. One day while Jesus was talking to the multitudes in Mark 3, 31 through 35, then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And the multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. But he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brothers? And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him. And he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. Whoever does the will of God, I am looking at a room full of family. Mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers. I'm looking at a room full of family, and it is a beautiful sight. Because we've all got a big family, and we need to open up our hearts to each other. We really do. In Romans 16, 1 and 2, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea. that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. The King James says succorer. It has to do with a mother nursing a baby. That's the idea that's present there. She has been a helper of many and myself also. She has provided support. She has assisted. She has mothered many and me also. In Romans 16, 13, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Now, I think Paul is talking about Rufus's mother as his own mother. And I think that's kind of neat. Now, where I want to spend the rest of the time is talking to the children. And I'm not talking just the young children. I'm talking 60-year-old children, 50-year-old children, 40-year-old children, and all ages in between. If your mother is still on this earth, there's something you need to do. You need to do this. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying. You need to hug your mother. And you need to tell her how much you love and appreciate her and how special she is. You need to tell her. You need to give her the biggest bear hug you possibly can. Don't hurt her now. Some of you big old boys, don't you hurt your little mama. But you need to hug her and let her know how much you love her and appreciate her. And you need, mamas, you need to hug those children, and it doesn't matter if that child is 6'5" and weighs 240 and could knock down a quarterback. You need to grab that boy and give him the biggest hug you possibly can and let him know that you love him, that you accept him, that you need him, and that he means the world to you. We need to let each other know. We need to express our love and appreciation to our mothers. But mothers, we need to hug those children, no matter what their age, and let them know that they need that they mean the world to you too. Let them be aware that you love and accept them for who they are. Now, we don't always agree with our kids, do we? We don't always agree with the choices they've made or the decisions that they've made in their lives. We don't always agree, but we always love, and we always accept, and we always want the best for them. That's just true of being mamas and daddies. But we need to express that. We need to let the hugs and the kisses and the love be seen, not just assumed, but we need to express it. And express it more. So for Mother's Day today, your assignment is grab somebody and give them a big hug and tell them you love them. And it may be that it's not even a blood kin. It may be a spiritual mother or a spiritual father for that matter. It may be one of these young people that you are trying to work with, that you're trying to encourage. Grab them and hug them and let them know you love them. And let them know they're very special to you. But we need to express that love and appreciation for each other because we are family. And if we express that, then we're going to be better off for it. Our lives are going to be enriched. We're going to be a blessing to others as we enrich their lives. But that's what we need to do. We need to reach out and touch someone. I'm sorry, I know that sounds cliche. I'm sorry that's a telephone commercial. But the reality is it's absolutely true. One of the things that psychologists tell us is that the human emotional stability is improved by physical contact. Did you know that? A person that is not touched, that is not caressed, that is not hugged, that is not physically loved, psychologically, emotionally, they suffer. They suffer. I don't know if this was an actual experiment. I don't think it was. It was just a necessity. It was just part of the existence of the time. But after World War II, there were so many war orphans, babies, that in the bombings in London and in Germany, There were orphan children, babies that survived the bombings that were put in these orphanages, and there were thousands of them. And they, on both sides, both in Britain and in Germany. And in these orphanages, there just was not enough staff to give these children the attention that they needed. And so they would go through and they would give them the bottle and they would change their diapers and they would burp them and put them right back in their bed. And the children spent 90% of their day in their bed, these babies did, not receiving human contact. And they had over a 50% mortality rate for no good reason. There was no plague. There was no, they were not starving to death. There was no deficiency in their diet. There was no reason other than simply the lack of human contact. These children just lost the will to live and they died. Now, there's a message in that for us. Spiritually, we need each other. We need the encouragement, the comfort that we receive. And so this is one of the things that I've noted, I remember about my own mom, and I've seen it with so many of you moms, how you deal with your children, how you express love and concern and appreciation for them, how you support them, and this helps these children to grow up and become something more than what they were. And you've done this, and that is to be commended. We need to keep doing it, but not just for our own children. We need to see if there's somebody else, as you look around the congregation, if there's somebody who seems down, somebody who does not seem to have anybody to put their arm around them and express their love, then that's your job. That is your job. So do that, and you're going to be a blessing to them, and you will also be blessed by doing it. The love of mothers cannot be expressed with mere words, but you can see it in the eyes of children who look at those mothers who love them. And you can see it in the faces of the mothers as they reach out to these babies. It's a beautiful thing. I can't find any more words to express this. Let me just wrap this up this morning by saying, if we will determine in our hearts that we're going to make a difference for somebody, then we're going to be doing the job that God gave us to do. And I want to encourage you to do that today. This is a day, moms, that we honor you. Ladies, all you ladies, we honor you. Everyone here, let us love, let us accept, let us touch with this, these expressions of love. And let it be known that God loves us so much. Jesus gave His life for us. God uses this description of a mother's love to describe how He loves us. And so let us never forget that. And let's extend and give that love to others. Freely we have received, freely give. As you examine your heart and your life, if there's anything standing between you and God today, we want you to make it right. Not for our sake, but for your sake. If you're not a Christian, you need to obey the gospel. And if you're already a child of God, but you've not been faithful to your Lord, you can make things right with Him today. Whatever your situation, if there's a way we can help you, we encourage you to come as we stand and as we sing.